الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send blessings and peace upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi mudduwan. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the blessings which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of His beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, furthermore, in today's episode and program, we are going to be speaking about the parables and stories related to those people that love Allah. So parables related to the Allah-loving people is what we are going to be discussing. We are going to be speaking about their taqwa, their piety, their abstinence, their fear for Allah Azza wa Jal, their sacrifices for Islam, their love for Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their sabr and patience. We are going to be speaking about their istiqamat and steadfastness as well, dear viewers. Stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode and program to attain more and more enthusiasm and jazba after listening to the parables related to the lives of our pious predecessors. Stay tuned and locked with us from now till the end of today's episode. Let's listen to the virtues and blessings of Durud-e Paak as our merciful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith. من صلى علي مئة كتب الله بين عينيه براءة من النفاق وبراءة من النار وأسكنه الله يوم القيامة مع الشهداء. After listening to the translation of this hadith, inshallah, make firm intention to excessively and abundantly recite Durud-e Paak. As our universal Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the one who recites 100 times durud upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal shall inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and freed from the hellfire, as well as on the day of judgment he will be resurrected amongst the martyrs. Allahu Akbar. What honor and privileges and favors upon the person who can recite just 100 durud. Dear viewers, be quite motivated right now and make firm intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, starting off today, you will recite Durud-e Paak inshallah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad is such a simple and easy Durud-e Paak and it takes no time, dear viewers. So the more you recite inshallah, this Durud-e Paak is actually dua for ourselves and it will definitely assist us, alhamdulillah. We will, of course, we do this on a daily basis. We recite kalams and naas inshallah. But today we will start off with a hamd, hamd-e bari ta'ala inshallah. And thereafter, we will listen to kalams and naat. For now, let's praise our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's make his dhikr, inshallah. And thereafter, we will continue with the program. Allahu, 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 Allahu,
الله 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 واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے اللہ واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 جز میں وہ ہے کھل میں وہ رنگ و بو ہے گل میں وہ جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگ و بو ہے گل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ نغمات کل کل میں وہ اللہ 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 بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کون سے کون کا جانانا اللہ 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 مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پاجرا مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پاجرا دل کو کر دے آئینہ دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ الہ الا اللہ الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ 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 اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. We should moist our tongues with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal for every opportunity and every chance we have. We should make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. It is through the virtues and blessings of dhikr khuda one's heart is cleansed. One attains satisfaction of the heart. The worries of this dunya shall leave the soul and heart. And that heart which often remembers its creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. This is the command, subhanallah, that the one who makes the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often, that heart shall definitely attain satisfaction. Allahu Akbar. Because satisfaction is only in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Tranquility and peace of the qalb and heart is only in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. One can never attain that satisfaction in accumulating wealth of this dunya. The contentment of one's heart is not in finding luxuries, dear viewers. Rather, peace and sukoon is in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So remember him often. For now, we are going to be listening to this Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please kindly stay locked to Madani channel until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane. ساڑی جانے مدینہ ساڑی جانے مدینہ ساڑی جانے صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
پر نثار ہوتا ہے
حبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. الحمدللہ, دس واز ثنا خان مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریسائٹنگ دس بیوٹیفل نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس ٹرو حقیقی محبت اینڈ لو اف ہز بیلوڈ نبی, ہز بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. محبت نا بڑی انمول چیز ہوتی ہے. It is something which is unique. True love, true muhabba. There are various ways and channels of attaining this muhabba. Ki hum is muhabbat ko kis tarah se apna sakte hain, hasil kar sakte hain. How can one attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Sabse aham cheez ye hai. The most important thing is that we should know that as Muslims, as mu'min, we should make and give priority to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal over the love of every other thing in this world. Those who truly love Allah Azza wa Jal and only love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for them Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak very beautifully. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ.
And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني اللہ کی جو محبت ہے, the محبت which we have for Allah Azza wa Jal, that love, that type of love, that level of love cannot be for any other person except for Allah Azza wa Jal. So loving Allah Azza wa Jalla is the main objective and the aim of the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, of these khas bandas. They live and they die only for the sake and pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If they love others, it is only for the sake and pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they love the beloveds of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala as well. This is a great gift, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When we fall in love with our Creator, we worship our Creator Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whatever we do in this world is done for His pleasure, for the sake of Him. Subhanallah. If you go through the parables and the stories of such people, such great awliya, such great personalities, and see how they lived their lives in this world, being so humbled. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa in Islam. Aap zara sunay, aap kya bayan farmate hain? The second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jo ki bahut bahut bade sahabi rasool hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw the ram of the skin wrapped around Mus'ab bin Umair. So he said, look at the person whose heart. He tells his sahaba, he tells Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, look at the heart, look at the person whose heart Allah azza wa jal has illuminated. Undoubtedly, I saw him with his parents who would give him the best food and halal drink to consume. Inki jo zindagi pehle ki thi, sab kuch inki paas tha. He had everything, all types of luxuries and the best of food and the best of drinks. Sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate ki maine apne aankhon se dekha ki inke maa baap inko kya kya kuch nahi diya. What not did he receive from his parents? Lekin Allahu Akbar, he has been in the state due to his love for Allah azza wa jal and his rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. In other words, he sacrificed everything for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, wearing a ram skin on his body as clothes to cover himself. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw this and told his companion that look at him, he is beloved to Allah azza wa jalla. His heart is illuminated. His qalb is roshan. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged this and even told his companion that his state was not like this before he had accepted Islam. But rather, subhanallah, he was provided with the best of food and drinks to consume, but his state is like this now because his love for Allah and his Rasul had increased and has caused him to become the person he is right now. Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu. Allah Pak unke sabke mein hamari behisab maghfirat farmaye, hamari gunahon ko maaf farmaye. May we attain such love for Allah azza wa jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will illuminate and brighten our heart. Sarkar ki muhabbat ke zariye se dil roshan hota hai. That is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat Parwan Aisha bi Risalat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had asked for the chamak, ki us chamak ke sadqe mein hamara dil roshan ho jaye. He says,
chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Barasta nahi dekh kar abr rahma, barasta nahi dekh kar abr rahma, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale, chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale.
Subhanallah. So this was the parable of Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen his heart being illuminated. Because sarkar ke sadqe mein wo roshan hua. Sarkar ki muhabbat ke sadqe mein wo roshan hua. Aur itna roshan hua, itna roshan hua. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his love and said, The reason for his heart to be so illuminated is because he loves Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been mentioned that a Bedouin, a Arabi, a villager, he came to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will the judgment day occur? Qiyamat ka din kab aayega? The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Aapki kya tayyari hai? Have you made any preparations for the day of judgment? That you are asking about, when will the day of judgment occur? When will the day of judgment come? So this companion, this Bedouin, this Arabi said, I have not accumulated lots of nafil salah, lots of nafil fast, optional namaz and optional fast. Maine kuch zyada jama nahi kiya, except for the fact that I love Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mujhe Allah Azza wa Jal aur Uske Habib se sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bahut behad muhabbat aur pyar hai. I love Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that you will be with the person that you love the most. Allahu Akbar. He confirmed and said, I love Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iske ilawa, iske siwa, mere paas aur kuch nahi hai. Muhabbat hi hai mere paas. I only have muhabba. And look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed words are, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. The person that you love the most is with, you will be with him. Allahu Akbar. A person will be with the one that he loves the most. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if we claim to say that we love and we truly love Allah Azza wa Jal, we truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then ask yourself this question, why are our actions contrary to our statement? Why are our deeds contrary to our actions and statements? We say we love him, but our actions prove otherwise. We don't follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't listen and fulfill the commandments of Allah azza wa jalla. There is a large majority of Muslims. We have 2 billion, kamo besh, 2 billion Muslims throughout the globe. Though 2 billion Muslims throughout the globe, lekin, unfortunately, majority of the Muslim community are found in various types of sin, disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to find the fault. We need to go back to the basics. We need to reform ourselves and fight shaitan, dear viewers. Namaz, which is the most important thing for a believer, which is so neglected. From our aqeedah, from our belief, to our actions, to those actions which are farm upon us. We don't do that, nor do we obtain knowledge about it. For those who do it, such as reading their salah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, giving charity, going for hajj, they do it, mashallah, but they are actually lazy in obtaining the actual knowledge and ilm of those obligatory actions. If namaz is farz, then the uloom and the knowledge of salah is also farz, but we are not seen taking any sort of enthusiasm to learn the rules and regulations of, to recite the Holy Quran Pass. Rules and regulations pertaining to salah. They are mustahabbat, they are wajibat, they are sunan, they are so many different things in salah that could invalidate your salah. Are we taking any precautions to learn them, to memorize them? Many of us have become grandfathers with what little we have learned in the madrasa, whether it was correct, whether it was incorrect. Aaj tak 40-50 saal se usi se hum chal rahe hain jo humne madrasa mein bachpan mein seekha tha. Have we verified our tajweed with the qari sahib? Have we rechecked the information that we knew and we learned from childhood? It is true, mashallah, achhi baat hai, but it's nice to brush up on that knowledge so that we could make sure our salah is 100% correct. Allah loving people sacrifice the viewers of Padirin channel. Allah loving people do those things which make Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Balki mu'min wo hota hai ki har kaam faqat Allah Azza wa Jalla ki rizaa ke liye karta hai. Agar mulaqat bhi kare ek dusre ke saath to wo bhi faqat Allah ki rizaa ke liye. Subhanallah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though this is a hadith with regards to the virtues of Durood-e Paak, lekin sunne, because the hadith is when two Muslims meet and greet each another. For what? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any other reason. When you meet any person, only because you do it for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. You love him for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. If there is any reason to hate, it should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. When you reach that level and you recite Durood-e Paak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you separate from that person, Allah shall pardon your past and your future sins. Look at the blessings of doing things only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This closeness is amazing, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. You know, it has been mentioned, Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam passed by three people whose bodies were feeble and color had changed. So he said to them, what had brought you into the state? Aapke rang ko kya ho gaya? Aapke andaaz ko kya ho gaya? What happened to your bodies? They are so feeble as well as your color had changed. What caused you to become like this? So they mentioned the fear of Jahannam. Jahannam ki aag ke wajah se hamare saath ye hua hai. Hum is maqam par pahunche. We have reached this level and state because of thinking of the fire of Jahannam, our color had changed and we became feeble. So Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam then made dua and he said, it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may free you from the hellfire. And he may save you from being tormented. It is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he passed by another group of three people. This group also consisted of three people. Ye teen log aise the whose bodies were more feeble than the others and whose colors were more changed than the others. The first group that he had seen. So he asked them as to what happened to you, what brought you and made you and got you into the state. So they replied and said, Ya Sayyidi, it is due to the passion of Jannah. Jannat ki khatir, koshish karte rahe hain. Ibadat aur riyazat karte rahe. That's why we have become like this. Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam then said to the group, it is at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants you this what you deserve. Subhanallah. Then he passed by another group of three people and he seen that their faces were so illuminated. Their faces were brightened. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Seeing their faith, he asked them as to what had brought you into this state. Aapko is natije tak kis cheez ne pahunchaya? How have you become like this? Allahu Akbar. And then they said and they replied that we love Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bas Allah se hame muhabbat. Their faces were brightened and beautiful. It was a different category and it was more brightened than the first two groups. It was more nurani and illuminated than the first two groups. And the answer that they given to Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was, we love Allah azza wa jal. So three times Isa Ruhullah said to them that yes, you are close to Allah. Yes, you are close to Allah. Yes, you are close to Allah. Teen martaba aapne ye farmaya. These are the Allah-loving people. These are the events of the Allah-loving people. That they do anything, faqat Allah ki rida ke liye. Dunya ko dikhane ke liye nahi. Logo ko khush karne ke liye nahi. Agar kisi ko khush bhi karte hain, to wo bhi Allah ki rida ke liye. Isi wajah se Sarkar-e-Du-Alam, Noor-e-Mujassam, Shah-e-Bani-Adam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned on the Day of Judgment, when everyone will be inflicted with fear and the horrors of the Day of Judgment, they will be such people who will be fearless when everyone else will be fearful. They will be free from grief when everyone else will be struck with grief and sorrow. Allahu Akbar. Seeing the status and the maqam, even the Anbiya alayhi salam and even the Shuhada will envy them. Looking at the maqam which Allah will provide for them, they will have structures made of noor for them to recline upon. Subhanallah. Can you imagine ki unka maqam wo hoga ki even the Anbiya alayhi salam and the Shuhada, the martyrs will envy their status. What maqam is this, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Huzur Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they will be recognized. They will be honored and favored on that difficult day. Everyone will be concerned about himself. Everyone will be busy. And he will be most concerned for his own life, for his own self. Selflessness. Or selfishness, should I say. Selfishness, yes. Everyone will be selfish and will be concerned about his life only. But these people will be fearless. They will be sitting upon Nurani pulpits with crowns adored on their heads, with brightened bodies. The nur and the light will be multiplied for them. Their beauty will be enhanced. And then the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the dunya, if they had ta'alluq with any person, if they were connections with any person, it was only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say that if they loved anyone, they only loved for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though these are those people that they had no connection with each other, there was no blood relation. It was not the case that they were relatives of somebody. They were cousins of someone. But they had such a relationship with that person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought them to this maqam. That if they loved anyone, it was only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they had enmity with anyone, it was for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Gosh, this heart of ours sings the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May this heart become the home. May this heart become the treasures of love. May this heart give out the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara. May this heart shine out. May the filth of this dunya, may the viruses of this dunya and the luxuries of this world leave our heart. Because if this heart is correct, if this heart is clean, then everything else will fall into place, dear viewers. If the heart is dirty, then nothing else will be fine. Let's make this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which Amir al-Sunnat has made.
قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو مستیوں بے خودی اور فنا کی مستیوں بے خودی اور فنا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے مستیوں بے خودی اور فنا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
آمین 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 بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important for us right now to understand this hadith of Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. بہت اہم حدیث ہے, and this hadith will increase your love and devotion for Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as well. He says, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Allahu Akbar. He says, The person who possesses three qualities will attain the sweetness of Iman. Salasun man kunna fihi wajada halawat al-Iman. If you have three qualities, teen cheezi aisi hain, jiske paas ye quality ho, jiske paas ye sifat ho, to usne Iman ki lazzat pa liya. He has attained the sweetness of Iman. What it is? Allahu Akbar. Number one. He says, أَيْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. Number one. He loves Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most. He does not love anyone else more than Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This love will supersede any other love in the world. If that love is unlimited, it is for Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul. And if that love is limited within boundaries, then it is for your parents and for your children, for your family and for the world. Meaning, the love has to be extraordinary. This muhabbah has to be a lot more than the love that you give your family. It cannot be the same love that you have for your family and for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, أَيْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. Number two, he says, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And if he loves someone, kisi se bhi agar muhabbat ho bhi jaye, to wo muhabbat faqat Allah ki rizah ke liye. Only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If he loves someone, he loves them for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the last quality is, and he would hate to go back to kufr, just as a person dislikes to be put into the fire. Just as a person does not like to be put into the fire, likewise he will hate to return back to kufr. He should hate kufr so much, just as it is hated to go into the fire. So these are the three qualities. If you love Allah Azza wa Jalla to the extent that no one else's love supersedes that love, and when you love anyone else, it's only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you hate committing kufr, just as it is bad to go into the fire, then you have tasted the sweetness of Iman. Allah, you have tasted the sweetness of Iman. Allah Azza wa Jalla hame wo muhabbat ata farmaye. May our love be like that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that whatever we do, jo bhi hum karein, faqat Allah ki rizah ke liye karein. Kaash aisa ho jaye hamare muamilat. Allahu Akbar. I will present to you a few narrations, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with regards to various companions, mashallah, if time permits. Right now, I am looking for this beautiful hadith, which our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so many years ago, lekin uski haqeeqat aaj hum apne aankhon se dekh rahe hain. And this is one of the reasons why we are unable to produce that muhabbat and love. We are unable to attain that level of muhabba. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith, سَيَأْتِي زَمَانٌ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي يُحِبُّونَ خَمْسًا وَيَنْسَوْنَ خَمْسًا. An era will come upon my ummah that they would love five things and forget five things. سَيَأْتِي زَمَانٌ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. An era will come upon my ummah. يُحِبُّونَ خَمْسَ. They would love five. وَيَنْسَوْنَ خَمْسَ. And they will forget five things. What are those five things? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُحِبُّونَ الدُّنْيَا وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْآخِرَةَ. They would love the world, but they will forget the akhirah. يُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْحِسَابَ. Maal ko bada pasand karenge. They will love to accumulate wealth, but they will forget the accountability of that wealth. يُحِبُّونَ الْخَلْقَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْخَالِقَ. They would love the creation, but they will forget the creator. يُحِبُّونَ الذُّنُوبَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ التَّوْبَ. They would love sinning, but they will forget to make tawbah. يُحِبُّونَ الْقُسُورَ وَيَنْسَوْنَ الْمَقْبَرَ. They would love palaces and huge mansions, but they will forget the qabristan, the graveyard. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how true this is in this day and age. Aisa hi ho raha hai ki hum duniya se itni mohabbat karte hain ki hum, we have forgotten our akhirah, we have forgotten our grave, we have forgotten the place where you and I will go. But the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla consistently remind us, those who have no connection with the world, yet they live in this very world, they are most concerned and they mostly spend their time thinking about what else can they do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Saqti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, bahut bade buzurg hain, alhamdulillah, his mazar mubarak in Iraq as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Saqti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hai hai hai. आप किसी बुजुर्ग के पास बैठे हुए थे तो आपने पूछा उस बुजुर्ग से कि ये मैं क्या देख रहा हूँ, सत्तू वॉज रोस्टेड बाली, इट्स ए ड्रिंक, ए ट्रेडिशनल ड्रिंक, रादर शुड आई से इट्स ड्रिंक टू अटेन एनर्जी एंड ताकत, इट्स यूज इवन टू डेट एज वेल, पीपल लूज वेट विद दैट, इट्स अ वेरी गुड ड्रिंक स्पेशली इन समर. सो सिर्री सक्ती रहमतुल्लाह अलैह जिनके घर पे गए थे तो वहां पे ये पिसा हुआ मिला सत्तू, तो आपने पूछा हुजूर या सैयदी आप बस यही पीते रहते हैं, यू डोंट ईट फूड, एवरी टाइम आई सीन यू आई हैव ओनली सीन यू हैविंग सत्तू. अल्लाह अकबर. अब जरा जवाब सुने, व्हाट वाज द आंसर ऑफ दिस बुजुर्ग, ही सेड वेल द रीजन फॉर दिस इज बिकॉज आई डन ए कंपैरिजन बिटवीन ईटिंग फूड एंड ड्रिंकिंग सत्तू, लॉट ऑफ टाइम इज वेस्टेड इन ईटिंग फूड, इन दैट पीरियड आई कुड हैव रिसाइटेड 7 तस्बीह, आई कुड हैव कंप्लीटेड 7 तस्बीह, मैं जो वजीफे पढ़ता हूं 7 तस्बीह में पढ़ सकता था, लेकिन खाना खाने के लिए, खाना खाने के वजह से वो टाइम जाया हो जाता है. तो उस टाइम को बचाने के लिए, ताकि उस खाने के टाइम में बजाय कि हम खाना खाएं हम सत्तू पी करके तस्बीह करें, हमें ये ज्यादा अच्छा लगता है, तो 40 साल से मैं कर रहा हूँ, 40 years आई डो नॉट ईट फूड, आई ओनली ड्रिंक सत्तू, सो दैट आई कुड वर्शिप माय अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल्ला विदाउट लूजिंग ए सिंगल मोमेंट. ब्रदर्स इन इस्लाम, इट्स बियॉन्ड एस्टिमेशन एंड इमेजिनेशन to understand their maqam, what Allah has given them. But they are the people whom Allah loves. They are the people who have attained the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The blessed Sahaba Ikram, jin ke liye Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada, dhalika al-fawzu al-azim. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The summary of the ayah. Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow and they shall abide in them forever. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a good fortune is that, that Allah loves them in return. So ask for the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I ask you for your love. Love me in return. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant me the love of your beloved ones and lead me to those deeds which will grant me your muhabba. Kaash hubb ilahi hame naseeb ho jaye. May we love Allah Azza wa Jalla without any conditions and restrictions, and may we fulfill the commandments which as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the responsibility of us believers. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and when they hear to what has come down to the messenger, when they hear what has come down, whatever is being revealed, जब कुरान पाक के आयात ये सुनते हैं तो इनकी आंखों में आंसू आती है. अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल्ला सेज़, वइदा समिऊ मा उन्ज़िला इला रसूल तरा अयुनहुम तफीदु मिन अद-दमअ, देन दे स्टार्ट टू क्राई, टीयर्स आर फ्लडेड एंड फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम देयर आइज, व्हाई, बिम्मा अरफू मिन अल-हक, बिकॉज़ दे हैव रिकॉग्नाइज्ड द ट्रुथ, इन्होंने हक को देखा है, पहचान लिया है. दैट इज व्हाई व्हेन यू हैव रिकॉग्नाइज्ड द ट्रुथ, then you will cry when you hear the ayat of the Quran. You know the reality of the grave. You know the reality of the hereafter. Dear viewers, this was a little motivation in today's episode and program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And we as Muslims will worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, because even this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wa yasabbihuhu bukratan wa asweela. Allah Pak says, O believers, remember Allah Azza wa Jalla abundantly and glorify Him morning and evening. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azzawajalla has commanded you and I to glorify Him. In one place He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yaf'al dhalika fa'ulaika humul khasirun. We have so many reasons today to be diverted from the dhikr of Allah Azzawajalla. He say, na hone de. Do not compromise with the love that you have for Allah Azzawajalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us nek tawfiq wa rafiq. May we do good work, kind work. May we please Allah Azza wa Jalla. May we strive with this one mission that I want to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Kushish kare, come closer to Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Join our weekly ijtima'at and see the blessings of the Madani Qafilas, the weekly programs, the adult classes. Allahu Akbar, and you will attain more Ishq-e Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say shukran once again at the end of today's episode to all those who view today's episode. Allah Azza wa Jalla aap sabko khush rakhein. And now we leave you until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.